Well, as we read through that portion of God's word, Luke chapter 7, we saw there, didn't we, how Jesus loved and how Jesus was loved. Jesus, the Son of God, had come to our life here on earth with that specific objective of going to the cross, to die on that cross for our sins, to bear the shame and the judgment that we have earned over all the years of disobeying God. And that was the ultimate display, the love of Christ to his people. But we also saw in this passage the way that Jesus responded in love to different situations and people that he met. We can never replicate the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was perfect. We are sinners. But we are enjoined, aren't we, to have the mind of Christ and to reflect his glory. And so when we have this record in the gospel about our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just some interesting history that we're given. He came to die on the cross, but we've had so much more of his life and this record of how he dealt with situations. So this word, this gospel, is, yes, about Jesus going to the cross, but it's also a display of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ for us, for his people. And last time, we saw our Lord Jesus Christ praying to his Father before he selected those 12 apostles. And then we saw him healing multitudes before giving that very extended, profound teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. And then straight after that, he then healed the centurion's servant. And so we come to our passage now. So we first of all find Jesus loved a bereaved widow. And that's from verse 11 to 17. And it says there that this happened the day after all these other incredible events took place. And Jesus must have been tired. Jesus must have been busy in directing himself to go into the way that he'd been set to go. And yet he was willing to spend time with this person in this unknown town of Nain, don't know anything else about it, to this unknown widow, again, we don't know her name, we don't know anything about her. All that we know is that she was a widow and her son, her only son, had died. And it's as though Luke is preparing us here for the way that our Lord Jesus Christ expressed his divinity here on earth. Because as we'll find, there was a query from John the Baptist, and Luke uses this and the other examples of his healing to substantiate the Lord Jesus Christ's claim that he really was the Messiah. But it's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus came and dealt with people. He dealt with a centurion, not the obvious person in a Jewish society. He dealt with a widow in a poor part of the northern part near Nazareth. So why was it then that Jesus did these things? Well, we learn a lot from this. The first thing we see is that Jesus actually saw this widow. He didn't just pass by in his busyness. And then secondly, he had compassion on her. We're told that specifically. The heart of our Lord Jesus Christ saw this widow in her need, and he saw that she needed comfort. Yes, he wanted to tell her about who he was, but he had that heart of compassion. He didn't just see her as a prospect for reaching out in evangelism. He wanted to do that, but he also wanted to help her. And her heart was hurting. And I think each one of us, if we drill down, would find that our hearts hurt for different things. She had lost her husband and now her only son. Just over a week ago, I was in the national office at the Gideons, and we had a prayer meeting for all the staff in the national office. And so we find out a little bit about each member of staff. And it was interesting that as soon as you scratch below the surface, everyone looks happy and life's doing them well. But every single person, as soon as you started scratching away that surface, there were hurts, there were worries, there were concerns about health, about family, about work. And that's a fallen world that we live in. And Jesus had compassion on this lady, and we can be sure that Jesus will have compassion on us too. And then thirdly, Jesus engaged with her. He said, "Do not weep." Not that there's anything wrong with weeping. In fact, when we're mourning, we expect to be weeping. But Jesus knew that something was going to happen in this situation, that she needed no longer to mourn. So he engaged with her, saying, "Do not weep." And Jesus then ignored the convention of the day and the potential of ceremonial uncleanness, in that he went up to the coffin, the open coffin, and touched it. Something that we're told that shouldn't happen. And Jesus touched the coffin and then instructed the widow's dead son, it's incredible, isn't it, to arise. And so often, don't we find Jesus touching. Jesus touched the leper. Jesus touched all sorts of people in their need. And what is amazing, that the scriptures are just so factual, aren't they? They don't play on our emotions here. But boy, they could do, couldn't they? Because here was Jesus talking to a corpse, saying, "Arise," in front of many witnesses. And of course, the body did arise, as it did indeed when the other raisings from the dead happened with Lazarus and Jairus' daughter. This was incontrovertible evidence, proof of Jesus' deity. Nobody else could do this. You remember that Elisha and Elijah raised the dead in the Old Testament, but it was quite complicated as they raised those people, those young people. But here Jesus just spoke, and it happened. So Jesus looked on that need, and he dealt with it. So Jesus did all this, yes, to prove his deity, but also out of compassion for this lady, for this widow. Because he didn't just do the miracle, but then he presented his son, the son, to his mother. And all the way through the Gospels, we see the way that Jesus dealt with families, with mothers, with lonely widows. And Jesus had this concern, this compassion for all those situations. And as we seek to serve our risen Saviour, as we seek to copy what our Lord Jesus Christ told us to do, as we seek to become more Christ-like, we need to examine, don't we? I certainly do, my compassion and the service to those disadvantaged, those hurting people around me, those people with no influence, those people that cannot repay anything that we do. And sometimes when we live in a place like Ashbourne, we can become quite insulated from the needs. We perceive there to be very few needs. But again, if we scratched at the surface of every single life here in Ashbourne, we'd find that there is a need. And we might often think, well, that's not me, particularly my gift to do things like that. But every single one of us can have compassion, as our Lord Jesus Christ did. And I know here I speak to my own heart, with my automatic tendency to walk on the other side when I see a particular issue. And may God help us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then as we look at the other side of things, the widow. She was willing for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and deal with her. And sometimes we can bottle things up, we can keep things to ourselves, can't we? Not wanting to share our problems with others because we're concerned about confidences and other things. But we should be encouraged to share our needs and accept other people's compassion, other people's prayers, as they do it for the Lord. And a great opportunity for this is, I often think, when we do meet together, particularly at midweek meetings, when we do have that opportunity of sharing our heartfelt needs that perhaps we wouldn't do at other opportunities. And the thing is, when we do that, it's not to get the skills of the person we're speaking to, but it's to lay our needs before the Lord Jesus Christ as we pray to him. All of us have wobbles in our Christian life. I love that story of Peter when he saw Jesus on that stormy lake, and in faith